In his 1991 foreword, Roger Penrose ranks the small booklet of Schrödinger among the most influential of scientific writings in this century, and mentions, besides others, especially Haldane and Crick, as examples of young men which have been strongly influenced by Schrödinger's ideas. And Ernst Peter Fischer gives 1987 in his introduction of a German translation of Schrödinger's booklet a good readable historical account of the situation before Schrödinger's lectures 1943 and the developments since that time until 1987. This places Schrödinger very well in the center of the encounter between modern physics and biology. The many reviewers until now have pointed out many important aspects related to this book. Thus, I have not to repeat this here. My personal interest in this booklet was caused by my own questions while trying to understand the phenomenon of life against the background of physics. Being myself a computer scientist and philosopher as well, I was puzzled by the fact that even at the beginning of the 21st century, everyday knowledge regarding the question why life is possible in a physical world is not easily available, and you will not find any answer to this question in the modern books about genetics with 900 and more pages. Yeah. While I have learned from Boltzmann something about entropy and the general tendency of a physical system to increase the entropy, this introduced the riddle why living organisms seem to work against entropy by increasing order. In his lectures, Schrödinger follows the nice strategy to show why and how genetic information is rooted in the chromosome molecules and illustrates then step by step why such a molecule from the point of physics seems to be highly exceptional. While the general laws of thermodynamics would lend a structure to dissolve its bindings to increase the atomistic disorder and thereby to increase structure entropy, the biological system demonstrates a strong resistance instead. They keep the order of the molecules, and even more, they are able to increase these orders steadily. Generates disorder here order, but order even generates more order. From the point of physics, does this mean that biological systems are consuming order, which can be called negative entropy or free entropy or the like? From their environment, a concept which leads back to Joshua Willard Gibbs. Thus, to keep order in the physical universe presupposes the availability of already existing order, some form of energy. Schrödinger recognizes that the explanation with the consumption of available order, energy, neck entropy gives a minimal account of the phenomenon of biological systems, but this does not really explain why there is this tendency of a continuous increase of order against disorder. The availability of order, energy, is necessary but not sufficient to explain these phenomena. But Schrödinger allowed himself the question whether physics has to accept new kinds of laws, non-physical or super-physical. He did not answer this question. I do not know any text who gives a sufficient answer to this question. I remember some text from Eigen and Prigogine years ago, which dealt with the special principle of biological systems. But I have to read these again, whether they really offered some useful arguments. This story is not finished at all.